Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the Franchipreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Paul Pickett, the vice president of franchise development for Wild Birds Unlimited, and Ellen Davis, a franchisee to Wild Birds Unlimited. The Wild Birds Unlimited is a North American backyard bird feeding and nature specialty franchise, and we're going to be speaking with Paul and Ellen in just a moment. So stick around, because we've got a great show.
Looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing: helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities, or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open? Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the Franchipreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Paul Pickett, the vice president of franchise development for Wild Birds Unlimited, and Ellen Davis, who is a franchisee to Wild Birds Unlimited. Hi, Paul. Hi, Ellen. How you doing today?
Hi, Marty. Fine.
Oh, that's great.
Hi, Marty. Hi, Ellen. I'm doing great. How are you?
great to have both of you on the show. I've been following, you know, Wild Birds Unlimited for a long time now, and, you know, I just realized that we've never had you on the show after 6 years, so it's a pleasure to finally have both of you on the show. I thought I'd start off, Paul, I'll start off with you. Where are you calling from this morning?
In Carmel, Indiana, which is where the Wild Birds Unlimited Franchise Support Center is located. We're just a northern suburb of Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, good. Okay, fantastic. And Ellen, how about yourself? Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Franklin, Massachusetts, which is a suburb southwest of Boston.
Oh, good. And how long have you been in that location now, Ellen?
I've been in Franklin for just 2 years, but I've had a franchise for 17 years. I used to be located
wow.
in Medway, Mass.
That's fantastic.
And I just
That's
recently
great.
Moved my business.
That's great. That's wonderful. Paul, let me bounce back to you for a second. You know, the first time I heard of Wild Birds Unlimited, I said, what is that? How do you describe that to people?
Well, Wild Birds Unlimited, we're the original and the largest franchise system of backyard bird feeding and nature
mm-hmm.
retail stores.
Mm.
So selling primarily bird food,
right.
all the different bird food products. Feeders, houses, mm-hmm. the hanging hardware, and then there's a whole array of nature-related gift items, too. Your backyard bird feeding specialists.
That's fantastic. Ellen, maybe you could talk a little bit about your background, you know, and you know, maybe, you know, your involvement with Wild Birds Unlimited.
Well, I've been in retailing for my entire life, been in the retailing world. I started out as a retailer for Jordan Marsh in the New England area, which is very similar to a Macy's store,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and from there I went to the New England Aquarium and was a buyer for them for 14 years,
wow.
and when I left there and started my own business, I always had a corporation behind me,
right.
and I knew that I needed someone that could offer me all the things that I didn't get from the corporate world, and after
right.
interviewing several other franchisees, I knew that WBU was where I was going to get all the things as a small business owner that from the corporate world that I couldn't get on my own, such as the HR and the marketing.
Right. So you were sold or you were convinced on franchising right away, Ellen. You kind of like knew that, you know, you wanted to be an entrepreneur, but franchising was probably the best alternative for your situation.
Correct, because I didn't, you know, I didn't have all the expertise for mainly
mm-hmm.
the marketing, the advertising.
Sure.
Because I always, as I said, I always had a corporation behind me at my other jobs. So I didn't know how to go about doing all those things on my own. And a franchise is the best way to get those items.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
And
did you know the category?
Really well.
Did you know the category was going to be retail, Ellen? I mean, did you know? I mean, there's like 80, I think there's like 80 different industries today, and I think we're up to like about 2,500 different franchise systems out there. You know, how did you know that Wild Birds was the one that you wanted to go forward with?
Well, for me, it was always going to be retail. And to
mm-hmm.
tell you the truth, we had a friend who already had a Wild Birds franchise, but we looked at all the other ones in the nature, and for me, it was always nature. I'd been at the the aquarium, which again is nature,
right.
you know,
makes
it's
sense.
Fish, but it's,
yeah.
still, it's fish and it was still birds and it was still nature. It was about the environment and protecting the environment. And we're into that, even that Wild Birds were into nature and protecting those things. And
that's
the model that I wanted to be able to go after. So I could still do those things along with my, but, you know, making a still good living for myself.
That's fantastic. And, Paul, you work, you know, with all the franchisees. Maybe you could tell us, you know, what, you know, some of the other franchisees were perhaps doing before, you know, they became a franchisee to Wild Birds Unlimited.
Well, Marty, they come from a variety of backgrounds.
Mm.
I mean, Ellen's background was so wonderful.
I
really recall that first conversation where she brought to the table those retail skills, which was just going to put her at the head of the pack, but that,
right.
you know, because she understood that. But our franchisees come from a variety of different backgrounds, everything from teachers to corporate executives
mm-hmm.
to people who have stayed home, men and women, taking care of their children, and
right.
they're at that point where they're ready to spread their wings, to do something else. So the wonderful thing about Wild Birds Unlimited is we've got that training that provides them all of those foundational skill sets and the best practices so that no matter what the background, if you're focused, you're passionate about the hobby, you're focused on following those best practices, the background is a little less important
right.
because we provide all that. And part of our training is in-store training, which has been something that's really been helpful over the last few years.
That's great. So a retail background is not really, you know, necessary, or having a background with animals is not really necessary. It sounds like, you know, you're looking for someone more with, like, passion and things of that
yeah.
nature, which is
passion
fantastic.
For the hobby of backyard bird feeding, passion to share that love and discovery of the natural world around you, and also passion to operate a sustainable business is clearly one of the things that we look for when I'm working with potential franchisees.
That's fantastic. Ellen certainly was a great match, though. I can imagine that first phone call.
Yeah.
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 I was just envisioning that. I was like, oh, God, you're perfect for this, you know.
Yeah.
That's great. How many locations are there in the U.S. and Canada, Paul?
Right now, 282
that's
locations.
Great.
We've got an additional 6 that are in the process and actually an upcoming training session next week. So we'll be adding a couple more people on, too.
That's fantastic. Maybe you could talk a little bit
yeah.
about the training, Paul. Like, what's that like? I mean, once you decide, you know, that there's a match between you and the franchisee, what happens after that point? I mean, it sounds like they participate in some type of training.
Yeah, it's a very intense training session, which is wonderful. 5 days here at the Wild Birds Unlimited Franchise Support Center.
Okay.
We have a woman, her name is Marilyn Sinkoski, who is our manager of new owner development, and she works very closely to train all of the best practices associated with getting the store built out, open, ready to go. You know, everything from store design and planning, marketing, hiring your team, your staff, and training them to the whole build-out process. And then 5 days working in an existing store with a specific
that's
agenda
great.
To make sure that you've got that the hands-on experience
mm-hmm.
that really
mm-hmm.
gets our franchisees ready so that day one when they open, they're ready to go. They're ready to, our mission is we bring people and nature together, and we do it with excellence, and our franchisees are ready to do that from day one.
That's fantastic. Ellen, maybe I can bounce back to you for a second. You can describe like maybe like what a typical day is like for you, if there is such a thing, from morning to night and maybe everything else in between.
Well, you come in. I usually put in the day before figures into the computer, look at, you know, where we stand. I usually walk the floor, see what jobs might have to be done before the staff all get, you know,
mm-hmm.
come in, look to see which shipments I expect to be arriving, set up the day's plan, then when the staff arrives, I let them know what our goal figures are for the day. I usually have 3 different sets of figures for them to achieve for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then what their tasks are. Then for me, it's usually sitting at the desk, you know, doing the receiving of the orders from the day before, doing,
right.
you know, putting in whether it's payroll or just order entry, whatever happens to be done. I also have an assistant, and then he's, you know, usually doing his jobs, whether it's supervising the staff or, you know, again, order entry, you know, deciding what has to be ordered, what we're working on, and then again, working on advertising. You know, what ads we're putting
mm-hmm.
together for the next month and working on that, what newspaper ads have to be put together. Even though most of the stuff is there for the franchise, it's just putting it all together, what has to be done. And those are typical. It's usually nonstop all day long.
That's fantastic.
And then it still goes
something?
On. I just got back from my vacation, and even though I had downtime, I worked on a lot of that vacation. But, you know, store owner, you have to do these things, but
that's
I still
great.
Had a great time.
That's great. And Paul, it sounds like you can add to that too, can't you?
Well, I was just going to add something about Ellen because she's modest. Is one of the other ways that Ellen spends a lot of time is assisting other Wild Birds Unlimited franchisees and
that's
working
great.
Very closely with us. A couple of years ago, Ellen and her husband, Stacy, were given the highest honor that a franchisee can get in the Wild Birds Unlimited system, and that's the Franchise Honor Award recipient for just unselfish contributions to the brand, to the Wild Birds Unlimited brand, to the Wild Birds Unlimited system, to helping other franchisees grow their businesses, help giving us ideas and motivation and paths to improve the system as a whole. And Ellen and Stacy are just unselfishly devoted to helping grow the brand and also to working with all those wonderful customers in her market and just bringing the joy of bird feeding to Southwest Boston, to say the very least.
That's fantastic. So, I mean, Paul, that you mentioned, you know, that story about Ellen, you know, because it certainly is a benefit of franchising as well, too, isn't it? You know, it's like the sharing of best practices, you know, to find someone like Ellen, who is so passionate, you know, about what she does, you know, that she's willing to, you know, share her experiences, which I think is, and congratulations on that, Ellen. I think that's fantastic. You know, out of all those franchisees in the system, to be acknowledged like that, I think is, you know, it says a lot about yourself and your husband. So that's fantastic. Ellen,
thank
what
you.
Do you like most about, you know, being a Wild Birds Unlimited franchisee?
Well, that was one of the things I was nervous the most about going out on my own was missing relationship building, because again, coming from very large corporations, I was worried about not having friends. I must say,
interesting,
I have tons of friends. All the different store owners, building the relationships with all the store owners here in New England and across the United States. I just have lots of relationships, and the relationships at the Franchise Support Center. I can pick up the phone at any time and call any number of people to talk to and bounce off, you know, crazy ideas that I might be coming up with, and they'll either laugh with me or think that it's a great idea or tell me I'm out of my mind. And it's just been a wonderful support group. And there are people to talk to when you need those different supports, whether it's crisis management or whether it's just somebody to talk to. There's always somebody around that you can talk to or go out and spend an evening with. There's always somebody there to do that. And I really think I was going to have that support group anymore.
It sounds like it's the culture, too, at Wild Birds Unlimited that you enjoy, too, Ellen. And listening to, you know, I've never, you know, in the 6 years of doing that show, I like how you mentioned, you know, use the word friends, which I think is very powerful. You know, the relationship with franchisees and also the relationship with the franchisor. I think that's very powerful what you said. So I think that's fantastic, you know. And it sounds like, as you said, there's always someone to talk to, and you wouldn't get that if you did this on your own, would you? You know, if you called it, you know, Ellen's Birds Unlimited, you know, I guess it would be a lot more lonely experience.
Right. Yeah, and they are my friends. I mean, Paul is right up there, and I'm just not saying that. Paul's up there, and I mean, any number of them. I mean, I look at them all as my friends, and whenever I think of coming to the, you know, the end of this relationship at some point, to me, it's going to be incredibly
sad
because they're all my friends. And I value all their friendship, and I value their knowledge. They have great ideas. I don't always agree with their ideas. And they always go along with that, and they accept when you don't agree with them. I don't know, they don't always like it, but, you know, and they always accept the criticism. And I think in sometimes they let you go away on your own. And whether it works or whether it doesn't work, that's accepted, which is good to know.
That's fantastic. Paul, maybe you could talk a little bit about the location. I mean, how much space is required, and what do you look for in a location for your franchisees?
Well, for a new store joining our system, the recommended size is 1,300 to 1,700 square feet.
Okay.
And that's total square footage. So now Ellen, as a mature store, moved into a bigger location because she had already, you know, built up such a great customer following, and that's a wonderful place to be. But to start out with, we recommend that 1,300 to 1,700 square feet. But in a very busy shopping center, typically we are in a strip mall, you know, an inline space in a strip mall.
Right.
One of the things is because the vast majority of our sales are in the bird food category, and
sure.
it's that wonderful consumable that our wonderful customers keep coming back to get more and more of. So we need to be in a convenient location. We could never be in an interior mall just because of the heavy weight of the product, you know, just carrying
right.
the 20-pound bags and getting it in the back. So standard strip mall, usually upscale area. We are specialty retail. Grocery anchored is wonderful, but visibility is really one of the most important things for us to interface our potential customers.
That's great.
And then we have a full system of assisting our franchisees in the site selection process and in the move process too. You know, when Ellen moved, she gave me, you know, all of the information that I needed, and then I flew out and spent the day, you know, evaluating the competition, looking at the other opportunities that were in the market to help Ellen and Stacy make that decision to go where they're going, which is in a wonderful location.
That's great,
Paul,
because, you know,
location
is very difficult, isn't it? I mean, again, you know, you've been doing this a long time now, you know, and Ellen, you know this too. You know, it's always difficult to, you know, make that decision on a location, isn't it?
Very.
Yeah.
And moving is always very scary, especially when you're doing well where you're at. It's very scary, when you're comfortable.
Sure.
But to grow your business a lot of times and to make it improve for the future, you have to make those decisions and get uncomfortable with what you're comfortable with and do the move. And the first year is the hardest, which I just went over the first year. And right now we are, what I say, flying. You know, so the move was definitely a really great thing, and things have definitely turned the corner, and we're off and running again.
That's great. It sounds like there's a lot of puns in Wild Birds Unlimited you can use it too.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I didn't even think of that when I said it.
That's great. It helps the show. That's fantastic. Well, maybe you can talk a little bit about are there different investment packages, or like what's the total investment to get into a Wild Birds Unlimited franchise?
To get started with a brand new store is the range is kind of wide. It's from about $95,000 up to about $160,000. The difference in those numbers are mainly just about leasehold improvements. Just because you know whether you're taking over brand new space and working with the landlord to get them to contribute as much as possible.
Yes.
Or if you've taken a space that's already set up, it's got the back wall, it's got, you know, the appropriate flooring, you can have a much less expensive entry level. But that's the range, 95 to 160, and that's the full package, including everything.
That's great. What are the company's growth plans for next year? And I guess you could say even in the future, Paul. I mean, what are the plans for Wild Birds Unlimited?
We'll continue to, our goal is to continue to grow the number of individual franchises. You know, 12 to 15 new stores per year is the growth rate that we are pushing and promoting. And then, of course, you know, the focus on our existing stores. You know, we're well on the way to experience another, I think, 8 of the last 9 years we've had average store sales increases in our system, and just continuing to push for that individual store's profitability numbers to grow every year, focusing on everything that we can and do to improve the performance of the stores and to continue to push the satisfaction level of our franchisees, and of course just to that overall mission of we bring people and nature together. We have to keep doing that more and more, and the only way to do that is to keep growing our system, both with new stores and more and more customers for our existing stores.
That's fantastic. We have about 30 seconds. What's the best way, Paul, for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Any website they should go to? Any phone numbers you'd like them to call?
Absolutely. WBUFranchise.com.
Okay.
And 888-730-7108. That'll come right into my phone.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Paul and Ellen. It was a privilege to have you on the show. I'm so glad I finally got to have you on the show after all this time, and I think you have a great franchise opportunity, and I'd like to already invite you back next year as you continue to grow.
We would great. Love to. Thanks,
thank
Marty.
You very
thanks,
much.
Thanks so much. Have a great day, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Thank you.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where your podcast should get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews now over 6 years and over 300 shows, and in January we hit a milestone of over 18,000 listeners. So over that time frame, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today you're going to get to hear from Rick Werner, who is a franchisee to Unishippers, and we love having franchisees on the show, of course, matching our tagline, asking the franchipreneur who owns one. And we asked Rick the question, what advice would you give to our 18,000 plus listeners listening to the show? And I thought his answer was brilliant. He talked about the importance of leveraging your experience. You know, in many instances when you buy a franchise, you don't have to have experience in a particular industry. But Rick was mentioning that you should leverage your past experience to work for you. So I thought what he said was brilliant. So here we go with Rick Werner of Unishippers.
That's fantastic. Last month we had it was over 18,000 people listening to our show, Rick. What would you say to all of those? We call them aspiring franchipreneurs. You know, they have it in their mind that they want to buy a franchise. We suspect that many of them don't know where to begin because it just seemed a little overwhelming at time with, you know, there's 2,500 different opportunities out there. Mm-hmm. What would you say to them?
First off, try to leverage your experience and your life experience, where you are now and where you want to go. Then find something that's going to fit your lifestyle. You know, if you're a workaholic, restaurant industry, it works for you. You're able to work as much as you want, as often as you want. But if that's not for you, look and try to find something that's going to fit A, your experience, B, your lifestyle, and where you want to go in 5, 10, 20 years. And there's an opportunity out there. Don't be quick to jump into something. And do your research. With the internet nowadays, I mean, you can find a ton of information out there, good and bad, about any franchise opportunity. And then something that I did, and Unishippers really touts this, is that you should do your due diligence. I talked to a lot of franchise owners that are already in the system and asked them the good and the bad, you know, the good, bad, and the ugly. And
a lot
of times they were candid, and they told me, hey, I don't like this part of it. I love this part of it. And so I made my educated decision after I did my due diligence and ended up here with no industry background, but I found a home. And you know, and I'm going to build this, you know, and retire, if I ever have to retire, from this industry. And it's out there. There's something out there for everyone. You just have to do due diligence.
That's great advice, yeah. I like how you say leverage your experience, too, because you can see that in talking to you. If that's what you did, you know, it wasn't, you know, direct experience in the industry, but you took everything that you learned in the past and you applied it to really what you're doing now very effectively, you know. So it's great advice. We have a great quote in franchising podcast. We're going to put that in there, Rick, as far as advice to our listeners, because I think that's
great.
It's fantastic. It's very powerful.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.